Royal Valley Locker Room Chat. It continues tonight on at KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamma. We're joined by the Panthers boys coach. That is Chris Brown. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, couple games to go over since we last spoke a week ago, starting on Friday. Tough road trip at Raleigh County, one of the new additions in the league this year, and it's a five-point game, but Raleigh County does get that win, 61-56. Let's start there, just kind of a few key takeaways from that game on Friday.
Well, we were actually really good offensively for the majority of the game, and unfortunately just couldn't finish the fourth quarter. Only had a seven-point fourth quarter, you know, had a lead going into the fourth quarter, so you're up a couple points and you only score seven, you know, it's going to be hard to hang on there. So, but throughout the, you know, throughout the whole of the game, certainly liked how we played. We had more assists than turnovers and shot it okay from three. Really what we did, though, is we were able to get the ball inside, and Landon had a big night for us, career high, 25 points, and didn't miss very many shots at all. So he was great inside, and that obviously helped loosen everything up for everybody else.
Yeah, and you mentioned Landon. He certainly has got a bright future, only a sophomore. He's played really well for you even last year as a freshman. You know, Tuesday you go to Holton, always a tough place to play, and, you know, it was just really kind of a slow start. Holton scores the first 9 points of the game. You struggle a little bit offensively, but the second half you guys pretty much play even ball with them, but, you know, you just kind of go back and look on that one a little bit. It just seemed like that first half really kind of doomed you guys.
Sure, you know, didn't get off the bus at all, and short road trip, so that's pretty bad when you're not getting off the bus on a Holton game. And you blink and you're down 9-0 and you've gotten dunked on. And, you know, I thought one of the concerns was Holton's press and their athleticism. I thought we handled the press okay. We couldn't convert our 2-on-1s. You know, we had multiple 2-on-1s there in that little stretch where they started 9-0 and didn't score on any of them. And then all of a sudden, you know, our guys got a little flustered. And once we got down and it took that halftime to kind of calm us down, then, you know, we come out in the third quarter, we have more points in each one of those quarters than we did the whole first half combined. So we just can't afford to have those long offensive lulls where we're just jacking threes and not getting the ball inside and not getting enough, you know, balance in our game. You know, once we can get that balance, then it's fine to let some threes go and all that. But if all it is come down and jack a three, that usually doesn't work very well for us.
Still got a few weeks left here in the regular season to get some things right. And, you know, one of the teams maybe playing as good as anybody right now in the league, that's Perry-Lecompton. You kind of look at what they've done over the last few weeks. They had that, you know, close game against Rossville in the midseason tournament championship. Outside of that, they've won, I think, five of their last six games. They had a crazy comeback win in their last outing against Hiawatha. Yes, you know, Perry team's very solid, and they're playing good basketball right now. Just talk about a few challenges and kind of the expectations for that matchup at home tomorrow night.
Yeah, I, you know, coming into the year, certainly one of the teams I thought, you know, would have been towards the top of the league, and you know, talented roster and a lot of experience, and obviously great coaching staff there, and they just struggled a little in December. So I certainly wish we could have had a chance to play them then, but, you know, they've turned it on in January here, and like you said, won 5 of 6. And you know, even the margin and some of those wins, they're, you know, beating good teams by good margin. That's hard to do. So they're certainly playing well. And yeah, big comeback win against Hiawatha, in their last slate. Then they kind of had the Tuesday off this week. So certainly a challenge. And, you know, we're to the point in our season where it's, you know, simplify and execute. You know, it's all about the very basics of basketball for us right now and finding a way to consistently do that. Which we've been unable to do, but we're certainly keeping the faith that we can as we move forward.
There it is. Chris Brown, Royal Valley Boys basketball coach, joining us here tonight, as always, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, the Panthers hosting Perry-Lecompton tomorrow night, Big East League Showdown. Well, Coach, again, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.